Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and along with us today, Lark Trigstad on the Caregiver Corner Show. Hi, Lark.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, loving the summertime weather, and it's not even summertime yet.
I know it. It's so crazy. It's fun.
You know, it does have that feel of July or August, though. I keep thinking you know, maybe we ought to be going to the corner stand for sweet corn. It's that warm.
It's growing out there.
It is.
Really fast. Yes, it is.
It won't take long for sure.
No, I think it's amazing this year.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I like more than sweet corn might be cookies, and that's your topic today.
Of course it is.
I love cookies. Me want cookie. Wait a minute. I could break into my, let's see, Cookie Monster. How was that?
Yeah.
Me want
yeah.
cookie.
That kind. That's the one. Everybody knows him.
Yes. So how did we come up with this topic today?
Well, you know, because caregiving, a lot of times we take care of older people, and they like sweet things, so there you go.
Ah, got it. And if you are a caregiver, you might be aware that older folks, like Lark says, like sweets. Many seniors have a sweet tooth. Are they talking about me, or what's the deal here?
Oh, yeah.
Even those who never craved sweets before often find themselves snacking on candy as they age. And I imagine there are several reasons for this phenomenon.
Of course there are. Alterations in food preference, in other words, you change what you like to eat, are often caused by physiological changes. And as the body changes, so does the average senior's ability to perceive and appreciate varied flavors. So young adults usually have between 10,000 and 15,000 taste buds, which allow them to detect different types of tastes, such as salty, sour, bitter, and sweet. But by the time seniors reach age 70, the number of taste buds can decrease by more than 60%, which impacts the ability to detect flavors in food, may actually start to taste bland or boring.
So changes to the taste buds, huh? Taste buds have an obvious correlation with changes in food cravings. However, this isn't the only physiological change that affects taste, right?
Right. And, you know, the ability to detect flavor is also impacted by a diminished sense of smell. And seniors usually have fewer nerve endings in the nose, which can blunt the ability of smell and taste. They may also experience diminished saliva production, maybe from medications or just decreased production, which can affect overall appetite as well as what you want to eat.
And I bet for many seniors listening with a diminished sense of taste, sweets are just simply easier to taste than blander foods.
Yeah.
And seniors naturally gravitate toward the sugar heavy foods that their taste buds still recognize.
There you go.
Yes.
In other cases, you know, sugar cravings can be the side effect of an inadequate diet and without enough carbohydrates, which provide essential energy, the body starts to crave sweet foods. So the sweet foods, quote unquote, such as chocolate, the body craves, doesn't provide as much energy as healthier carbohydrates, such as whole grain cereals and breads.
And there are several things that seniors and their caregivers can do to address sweet cravings. One of the easiest ways is to curb sugar cravings with healthy foods rather than candy. Opt for fruit salads, sweetened rice cakes, granola, and yogurt or applesauce.
Absolutely. Watermelon. You know, it's watermelon season, so that's a good one, too.
Just had that yesterday.
Yeah, so I know it. It tastes delicious. Seniors can also try to redirect their cravings via habit substitution. Now, this is kind of smart. For example, if they go for a walk every time they want to eat a piece of chocolate, it reroutes the circuits in the brain, and eventually sugar cravings become more associated with the healthier activity. There you go. In dementia, we go for nutrient-dense foods. Sometimes eating can be a problem, and basically something the affected person likes to eat. So even if it's a blizzard or a malt with Boost in it, or ensure, most importantly, just limit choices to the person who has memory thinking problems, because it overwhelms them. Just hand them like one thing, and you'll be more successful in getting them to eat that.
Yeah, limiting consumption of sweets is a part of an overall healthy lifestyle, and some seniors need help when it comes to managing the nutrition part of things.
Exactly. So on SageLink, that's NorthIowaSageLink.com, under the everyday how-tos for caregiving, there's a special resource that families and professionals can use for tips for nutrition. Many times, as a geriatric nurse practitioner myself, in the office setting, I saw patients who were losing weight as a part of a syndrome we call failure to thrive. And there are ways to prevent this type of caregiving struggle. So that, it can be a struggle. But, and the other thing, Cookie Monster is 62 years old.
Yeah, and he got there eating cookies.
Yeah.
And this is crazy to tell you, but I was on my way to work this morning. All I could think about was I have some fresh strawberries at home and how I'm going to eat those fresh strawberries. So, should I tie it to something healthy or should I add it to?
Well, they are healthy in themselves, and they're like brain food, so enjoy them.
You said brain food?
Yes.
Oh, my. Well, I'm going to
eat strawberries and blueberries, you bet.
I'm going to eat the whole quart then. I need all the help I can get.
that's a good choice. See, there you go. You're way ahead of the game.
Lark, again, where can people go to find information?
Okay, it's at NorthIowaSageLink.com. And if you ever have any suggestions for what you'd like to see on SageLink, too, they can always probably shoot an email to you at KGLO or on Facebook. And we want to provide information that people need to know. So that's what we have on NorthIowaSageLink.com.
Perfect. Yeah. And
all right.
Yeah, let me know, too. We'll get together. I'll make sure that Lark has all the info, and we're ready to rock and roll.
Everybody knows you, Tim.
Oh, no. Hey, Lark, it's great to talk to you this morning. Have a wonderful week and stay cool.
You too. Okay. All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye. Lark Trigstad is with us this morning on AM 1300 KGLO, and that is our Caregiver Corner program for today.